This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week it's Greyhawk. We get our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Greyhawk. You want to find out how you can get their music, where they might be able to hear info about them?
Love these guys, Greyhawk. Check out their record, Keepers of the Flame. If you're a big fan of like the old school heavy metal, you'll love it. Plus, shout out to my buddy Darren. Darren's the bassist, Darren Wall. You might know his name. He's the guy that stopped that active shooter over in that situation happened in Idaho a few weeks back. And he's healing up. He's doing better. But you know, his leg still hurts. And much love to him and the rest of the crew over at Greyhawk.
And if you want to get more local music and also info about Greyhawk, you can go to the BJ Migs page of KISW.com, as well as Sunday nights. Lots of local music on Loud and Local. That's a two-hour show with great music from the Pacific Northwest starting at 8 p.m. every Sunday night. You can hear bands like Greyhawk.
Happy Friday, guys.
Woo!
I'm so excited for the weekend. It's looking a little cloudy and rainy out there, and I hope it chills out, because like we know, I love the gnomes, and somebody texted in and told me to go to a Maple Valley gnome trail.
What?
So I am trying to drag J-Rubs there, rain or shine, tomorrow, so we can just take a nice walk to look at all the gnomes.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I've never even heard of it.
There's the Maple Valley Gnome Trail. It's a thing. It's got 4.5 stars out of 5 on 121 reviews. So that's a good sign.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Gnome Sweet Home, a visit to Maple Valley.
Oh, wow. That, Sarah, that looks like it's right up your alley. But I mean, tomorrow, I hear it's going to be pretty wet tomorrow.
You know what? it's going to be worth seeing the gnomes, whether it's raining or not. J-Rob's not think so, but I will.
That sounds like a great trail. I loved it. Another one, super easy trail. Kids will love it.
Yeah, I hear it's not like a crazy hike or anything.
Maybe you should wait till after you guys get married to take him, so that way he can't take the ring back.
That's a good point. Yeah, he's not fully locked in just yet. Yeah. Oh, man, this actually looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's like Rasta gnome hanging out with Santa gnome.
Yeah, I bet Tatum would love it too. Well, maybe Dad, you guys could bring your gnome.
Right.
Not Dad, though.
All right, let me know, because one day I might want to take your mother there, but when it's nice out.
I'll let you guys gnome.
Ah!
Get it?
Wow. That's... You know what? The quality entertainment today, Steve.
Thank you.
He says mail it in on Fridays or Mondays or Tuesdays or Wednesdays or Thursdays.
Or any day, yeah.
Right.
Let's get today's game, right?
I wonder if you could add gnomes to this trail. Like, can you bring a gnome and put it in there? Or are they going to be like...
J-Rubs has asked me, like, he should be like, we should bring some of our gnomes and put them down. Because, I mean, like, who would... I feel like that'd be nice of us. But I don't want to.
I don't think it's like the mailbox on top of the mountain, that, I mean, where you can just bring stuff. I feel like they probably don't want you to add, like, your own stuff.
They have a mariner gnome.
I feel like they'd like that. The more the gnome, the more the merrier, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. All right. I mean, I wouldn't want you to. Like, I might have my gnomes picked out perfectly, like the mariner gnome. And there better be a Kraken gnome there soon, Steve.
Well, we could always make that happen.
That's a good point.
I thought about that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to this game. Today we got Harrison from Oak Harbor. Harrison, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you like gnomes, Harrison?
Wow.
Gnomes are all right. Hey, so I got one thing to add. Girl Chrissy that called in last hour.
Yeah.
She didn't smack that bee with her elbow. She punched it in the face and just broke the window out. I'm her boyfriend, so I saw it all happen.
Oh, well, there you go.
Call her out.
Wow, okay.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So we get the real story. She didn't hit the wasp with an elbow. She punched it in the face through the window.
That's even more badass.
Not only that, the drunk guy, he was trying to help me put the window in, not pick it up from where we were getting it at. And he was like, oh, I can do it myself. And just broke the whole thing. And,
all right, there we go.
Lesson learned to never let a drunk man install a window.
And I'm glad you weren't the drunk guy.
I know. I had to clear up some truth there real quick.
Thanks for that.
Harrison, thank you for calling in, because that actually makes me feel better about the story, because the way that she made it sound, they were both trashed as they went to get a window, but apparently
I listened to that and I was very, very upset that that's the way it played out, because I was like, really? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, so thank you for calling in. You were the designated driver, and now the circle is complete. You know what? She's got a responsible boyfriend. You know what? We should give Harrison the win just for the heck of it, Steve.
Let's not get crazy.
Let me play a loser song right now.
No.
Come on. Give me the win.
All right, Steve, get out.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
For those playing at home, Harrison has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which ingredient provides the red color in a tequila sunrise?
Tomato juice.
No.
Pass.
What kind of dog is Buddy in the movie Air Bud?
Golden Retriever.
Yes. Opal is the birthstone for what month?
October, September, November.
Yes, October. What band has the hit songs She Will Be Loved and Moves Like Jagger?
NSYNC.
No.
Pass.
MD is the postal abbreviation for what U.S. state?
One more. Michigan. MG?
MD.
Maryland.
Yes. What Mean Girls actress was also in Wedding Crashers?
Pass.
How many different railroads can be bought in the game of Monopoly?
4.
Yes. Amy Wong and Philip J. Fry are characters from what animated sitcom?
Pass.
Queso is the Spanish word for what food?
One more time. Oh,
queso.
Cheese.
Yes. What year did Alex Rodriguez retire?
2010. 2011.
No.
2012.
No. You got 5 correct.
Ooh.
Hey, not too shabby.
I think I don't know. I think this might go in Steve's favor.
Yeah.
Usually
I don't watch TV.
What?
Wow, he doesn't drink, doesn't watch TV, or doesn't drink too much, I should say. All he does
is
install.
I don't watch TV though.
Oh, okay, that's fair. At least you do one of the two.
All right,
Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Which ingredient provides the red color in a tequila sunrise?
Cherry.
No.
Oh. Cranberry juice.
No.
Cherry juice.
No. What kind of dog is Buddy in the movie Air Bud?
He's a lab.
No.
Golden Retriever.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Opal is the birthstone for what month?
Opal. January.
No.
October.
Yes. What band has the hit song She Will Be Loved and Moves Like Jagger?
That would be Maroon 5.
Yes. Nice. MD is the postal abbreviation for what U.S. state?
Maryland.
Yes. What Mean Girls actress was also in Wedding Crashers?
Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Anna Kendrick.
No.
Rachel McAdam.
Yes.
Good job.
How many different railroads can be bought in a game of Monopoly?
Four.
Yes. Amy Wong and Philip J. Fry are characters from what animated sitcom?
Bluey.
No.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Cleveland show.
No.
Coco Melon.
That's not a guess. I'm going to go with Family Guy.
No. Oh. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a win, barely.
Just got her done. All right, fine.
Wow.
Let him have his song. Fine.
Does anybody know the ingredient that provides the red color in a tequila sunrise?
Vicky. Grenadine.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn it.
Grenadine.
That's what I was going to say, but I figured, yeah. I don't even know what grenadine is, but I just felt like that. I remember
it's what they put in Shirley Temple's.
Yeah.
Okay. It's made from pomegranate juice.
Yeah. Oh!
Super sweet.
Yeah. Oh, well, I like that.
And let's see. Amy Wong and Philip J. Fry characters from what animated sitcom?
Vicky, you probably know this, right?
Futurama.
There we go. Yeah.
I thought you'd eventually get that, Steve.
No, he does. He goes down the Seth MacFarlane road as opposed to the Matt Groening road.
Yeah, I mean, it's typically I'm going to go Family Guy and then maybe Simpsons, and then from there it's just a crapshoot. I always say Cleveland.
Because you say Cleveland, you go with the MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a show anymore, but it ended. But
it wasn't great to really be MacFarlane because you'll go Cleveland, you'll go American Dad, you'll go Family Guy, and then maybe you'll throw a graining product in there. So you love yourself.
Well, it didn't matter. You won anyway, 6-5. Congrats. All right.
Well, there you go. Didn't matter, did it?
I love you say you love yourself. I've watched 0 of his cartoons.
I know, it's funny, you mentioned them, but you're right. I don't think you've watched any.
No.
Yeah. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls. We got your texts. We got them at 921 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. It is a simple concept. You say what you want to say, but you do it Steve's way.
That's right. You got to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Text message that just came in. You guys have any superstitious things that you do while watching football, baseball, soccer, etc.? Like for me, when the Hawks are losing, I have to stop watching the game because once I do, they always end up coming back and winning the game in a most epic way.
But I've never
stopped watching
that.
The games for all of us Hawks fans.
Yeah, I've never had that because I don't want to stop watching the game. I love the game too much, but I know people that don't do it. And they think they are helping, and it's like, come up with a different superstition so you can participate and watch the action.
I used to do that when I was growing up, and I was watching, like, Devils games, and whenever, like, they were playing whatever, I would change the channel sometimes, and then I'd come back, and I missed the goal. And then I had it in my head that anytime I would change the channel, they would score a goal. And it wouldn't happen all the time, but when it did happen, it almost, like, it confirmed the superstition. Then finally, I was like, this is dumb, like... I can't keep changing channels because the team is down right now. And I'm like flipping back, hoping that they're paying attention to my TV watching. Like, you know.
Oh, they are. Oh,
right.
They are. Yeah.
Right. The coach, Jacques Lemaire, is like, Steve, change the channel. All right. Let's get out there and score a goal, boys.
Yeah. I mean, no, he stopped watching. He's the only reason we're out here.
Coach, we can't do it. He's watching the game again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to get him to change that channel. Somebody text him. We don't have texts.
But I still do. And I know it's dumb, but I do it just because it's kind of like I will wear the same Seahawks shirt every Sunday or every time they have a game until they lose. And then I'll wear a different one of my Seahawks shirts. Like,
oh, nice.
That's the good luck charm until they lose. And then I switch it out.
Yeah, I like that. I think clothing's the best way to go. And I have decided in my own superstitious brain that it will only last so long. And it's my job to then find the next lucky thing. So, like, I need to help out the team by, you know, finding the lucky thing in the moment.
And clothes are usually the way to go, Steve, so I like it.
I was going to say, you're not addicted to buying shirts. You're trying to help the team. That's what this is.
I'm here to help the team. For a while, if they were losing, I'd put Lulu, and she hates wearing clothes, but I'd put the Hawks jersey on her, and they would always, not always, there's a few times where they came back and won, so I'm like, well, the good luck charm is clearly Lulu wearing the jersey.
Oh, yeah. She loves that, I'm sure. She's like, great, thanks, Dad.
That's why she always craps on our carpet.
Yeah, I think that's why. Yeah, see, I mean, I'm ready to crap on your carpet.
I kind of have two. So, like, if I wear, I have to wear during the game whatever jersey or shirt I was wearing the Friday before. So, like, today I'm wearing the Rave Green Russell Wilson jersey, so I'm going to wear this on Sunday. The second thing that I have to do is if they're losing during the game, I'll take off my jersey and just put on regular clothes. And they usually start winning after that.
Oh, wow.
And that goes for Sounders or Seahawks.
It's so stupid, but it's so fun. It
works, Steve.
Right. It's only stupid if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. My memorable one is that I had the ugliest baseball jersey ever made. I don't know what. It was a Johnny Damon Red Sox jersey. It was black with brown, like tan sleeves. But it still had like the red numbers and the red lettering for the, it was an ugly, ugly, but this jersey I got for real cheap. I don't know if it was a blackout style that they thought would catch on and didn't, and then they sold it for cheap. But I wore it every game of the 2004 championship series where the Red Sox came back and they were down 3-10 under the Yankees in 2004. And I wore it all the way till they won the World Series.
So funny.
Because they won 8 straight games. They won that and they won 4 in a row against the Cardinals. So, it was like, you're going to watch that sometime soon? Because that's, we're going on a week with that, buddy.
Someone said, if the Sounders are down or tied late in the game, I tell my wife to take her bra off. Yeah. It's only not worked once, last year's MLS Cup final.
Mm. Oh, yeah, in order to get the cup, she's got to, like, release the cups.
That's what it is, yes.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense to me.
I love this text. It says, hey, I hope I didn't scare a little tater tot yesterday when I blew my air horn on Pioneer back in a black semi truck. You guys look like you're heading to the Puyallup Fair. I am so glad that this guy texted us because we were so confused. We were on Pioneer yesterday and we were heading to the fair. So you're absolutely right. And all of a sudden this truck honks their horn. And I'm like, you know, at first you're thinking the narcissist and you're like, what the hell did I do? And then I'm like, well, we didn't do anything wrong. So what the hell's going on? Like, we're trying to figure it out for the rest of the drive. Like, who pissed off that truck? Because it was like a big, loud horn.
Yeah.
And then we had a whole conversation about how my wife never knew for the longest time that when people do that hand gesture, it's because the horn is like set up that way in a truck.
Yeah.
And then we were having this conversation, why don't the horns in semi-trucks aren't on the steering wheel? We had a very long chat about horns, all because of this person, and now it's nice to have some closure to the whole conversation that the guy was actually honking at us.
So you were driving and he recognized you?
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know what? You must really be very, very recognizable.
Look at me. There's not many weird-looking guys like this.
I drive by my own friends, my own children, and I never notice anybody in cars. That's good for the driver. He must be very aware.
But how funny that I got first, I'm like, what did I do wrong? And then I'm like, well, not every horn's about you, Steve. And it turns out it was about me.
It scares the hell out of you. Makes you think it is about you. I mean, I get that way.
Yeah, to me, sometimes like someone's honking somewhere, and I'm like, what did I do? And I realize, oh no, there's a car cutting them off. I'm like, of course it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, I know, and we don't hear horns that much around here, like where you and I grew up. And that was funny because one of my friends was said, that's the first horn I've heard. And they're visiting from Boston. And I'm going, oh, yeah. Well, I go, we're a little different out here. The horn is an aggressive move. Like, if you honk the horn, it's because they probably killed somebody in your family.
Well, I'm just glad the guy texted because we were really confused by that. That's pretty awesome. But we did go to the fair yesterday, BJ, and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh. So was this Tater Tot's first fair?
This was the first time where she could actually, like, walk around. You know, like, we took her when she was, like, you know, in her stroller. But a year ago, it was just, like, staring at stuff and drooling. Now it's like she's actually walking around.
So you're the only one staring at stuff and drooling.
Exactly. You know, saying, babe, push me around. I'm tired.
Yeah.
But we did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she had a blast because there was a slide there. She's obsessed with slides.
Oh,
and we're not even
cool.
talking about the giant slide that they have, like, you know, for the adults or even, like, the slightly older kids. Like, she wasn't tall enough to ride any rides, although she was barely tall enough to go on the train.
Oh,
So we took the little train thing.
Oh, the train. It feels like the train is the first ride every child goes on. And were you with them or did they get to go by themselves?
No, we went with her. There was one ride where like she could go in, like it was like a boat thing. And I'm like, this would terrify her if we just put her in some floating thing and then go in there with her. Like, I think she would be traumatized by that. But we're on the train. That was a lot of fun. But all in all, she was obsessed with one slide. So we hung out in the little slide area for like an hour.
I'm seeing a picture of that right now. Look at that slide.
But she doesn't slide down the slide. She just sits at the top and goes, wee, forever. And then she teases you. Like, she gets to the point where she's like, I'm going to do it. And we're like, let's go. And then she backs up again. I think she's effing with us.
I think so.
She's
really,
a little princess.
Really do.
She needs to sit on her tower.
Yeah.
I see it.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm then there was like she's having a blast.
Oh, dude, she loved the rabbits. Like, she called them puppies, but, you know.
Okay, well, puppies, same rabbits, thing, you know.
But it was a good time. She tried a little bit of a scone. Just the jelly part. She seemed to dig it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then one of those Dole Whip ice cream things. I don't know what the hell they are.
Yeah, what? They're good, it sounds like.
It's like a pineapple flavored sauce serve. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Have you done the shoulder thing yet, or is she still a little too young for you to put her on your shoulders?
She doesn't last very long. Like, she gets bored by that.
Boy,
like,
you are lucky.
It's fun for us. I'm guessing at some point she's going to be back into the idea of that.
It's going to change.
Yeah.
Lily was not into that either. Like, I would put her on my shoulders and she would be like, I want down. And now that she's 7 and weighs 20 times more, she wants it. Shoulders, Dad, shoulders. I'm like, oh, my back.
Although you have it pretty good, because when I put like my little brother on my shoulders, what does he hold on to? My hair. You have no hair to worry about.
That's a good point. She's not going to pull on my hair. My wife, she'd have to have that issue, though. Like, if all of a sudden
you have to wear a hat or something.
That. Yeah.
Nope. Not fun.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about like, I dreaded taking Sarah to any type of giant fair thing like that, because I know she's walking for like 10 feet and then on my shoulders for the rest of the time. And she won't ride, and it's not good enough to be in the stroller. It's like, oh, no. I'm going to be on top of the world there, Sonny.
However, if you change your way of thinking, Steve, and just be like, hey, I don't have to hit the gym later today, it's pretty great. Because then at that point, I'll just go for walks with Lily.
Yep.
And we're taking like an hour and 45-minute walk with her on my shoulders. That's a workout.
Well, even just yesterday, by the time we got out of there, we were only there for a couple hours, but I was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Both my wife and I are like, man, my legs are just done from walking around.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much happening. Fun, man. Like, it was just fun to watch her, like, just, like, the whole, like, just everything's just like a whole new set of lenses there, you know, as a kid. So it's fun to watch her.
It's interesting. So you guys really were tired after a couple of hours.
Yeah, because you know you're a little bit on like a heightened level of stress as well. Like, because she wants to walk, but she doesn't really have like a set plan. So like, you're worried that you're going to have her like get in the way of other people, and you know,
it's amazing, like, isn't it? Because I remember
you're very tense the whole time.
Because we went to Universal with you and your wife and me and my wife, and I was wrecked, and because I and you two were still going. You guys were like, all right, off to whatever. And I was, and isn't it something how a child and having to, like, the mental energy that it takes? Because I remember you two were unstoppable, and I said to Kathy, I go, how are Steve and his wife, how do they keep going? We've been at Universal all day, and they're still rolling. They're ready to go for more.
Well, we snorted Adderall right before we hung out with you guys. So that's
what it was. Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense now. All right.
Someone says I have permanent shoulder and neck issues from my son on my shoulder.
Oh, well, don't go that far. Mm-mm. You don't want to do that.
No.
Damn. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I knew I saw you on the train yesterday, Steve. Rock on, brother. Brother, brother.
Oh, hey, brother, brother. Look at you on the train. Do you have any pictures of you on the train? I want to see that.
Yeah, they're on. We had some videos, but I think I posted some somewhere. I don't know.
Just you on a train with a little kid, I think, you know.
Oh, there we are. You show that to BJ.
I don't think I'd ever see the day of that. Steve on the kiddie train. There he is. Oh,
yeah.
I think
adults sit just fine on this train. BJ.
That's a close-up shot. I wanted to see, like, you know, somebody, but I see you were all on the train.
I wanted to see you with, like, the conductor uniform on and the hat.
Oh, dude, we were sitting as far away from the train sound because that terrified her. Like, so for, like, the first, like, 10 seconds, it was pure on, like, screaming on the train. But, like, once she got, like, realized that nothing bad is happening on this, then she thought it was awesome.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, you're on a little, like, outdoor ride, hanging with the fam.
But, like, we were joking about, like, you gotta have to find that fine line of, like, you know, anything that's new to her, she's gonna have waterworks, but, like, you don't, like, want to, like, have her be fearful of everything, so sometimes you kind of have to, like, give them a little bit of a nudge, like, no, we're going on this train, whether or not you think this is the worst idea ever.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, at some point, it's like they are going to have to see, oh, all right, I guess if I power through this, it's pretty cool.
Right, like when we walk by, like, the wood things that were made, like, with chainsaws, they were working on some at that moment, and so she wasn't feeling that. I'm like, I get that. That's a very loud thing, and it's a chainsaw. Like,
what do you mean?
It's okay to be a little bit worried about a chainsaw.
I feel like every kid should play with chainsaws. Are you sure she's okay?
Well, they weren't letting kids play with them, although that would have been awesome. Because this adult would have been like, let me go.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a whole other thing, man. How the hell do they make those damn wood sculptures with just chainsaws?
I think they're probably talented. I think that's what's going on.
Massive props. They were doing them there.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That's a pretty fun thing to see while you're having a pineapple thingamajigger. Then again, it's just the food, really. I bet the fair is really just awesome when you have food.
That's all I wanted to do, man. French fries, the turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even like turkey at Thanksgiving. Like, I like a couple pieces of turkey. But there's just something so savage about walking around a fair with a giant turkey leg.
You feel like Bigfoot.
You do. You feel like just like you're straight like caveman time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Surrounded by like balloon animals and other random things that were not around during caveman times.
Oh, that's how they used to do it.
Any other time of the year, you would look like you're insane. This is perfectly normal and acceptable behavior at a fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you get a cow chip cookie?
No.
Those are my favorite things at the fair.
I got the scone, of course. Yeah. You have to get, and there was no line. So I'm like, babe, I'm getting a scone. There's no line. How do I pass this opportunity up?
Good call.
Yeah.
I like how you negotiate.
And one of those things they have at the fair that I don't know if you guys have tried, but they're it's a bottle of water. Those are amazing.
Oh, really? Is that new?
Yeah, we got one of those. We shared it because you don't want to get too crazy.
Yeah, it costs like $7, right?
Not too. Yeah.
Does it come on the rocks or is it just neat?
No, just a bottle.
Just a bottle.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, just a bottle. I don't need anything else.
Not too fancy.
No straws, BJ.
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? Well, hey, you have a turkey leg and a bottle with no straw. That's right. You can't have a straw. You're going to ruin the whole image.
Yeah.
I would have wanted nothing more than just have a picture of me and Tatum holding turkey legs. Just, even though she's not eating meat, but it would just been a funny visual.
Oh, listen, you'll have that. Someday that'll happen. Even if you have to basically Photoshop it.
Okay. Yeah, we can recreate that Thanksgiving game with Richard Sherman and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, there you go.
I just victorious with turkey legs.
Victorious. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone has a question about movies for us.
Oh, here we go.
All right, they want to know, hey, guys, of all the new movies being made, which one are you most excited to see, if any? Like The Matrix, Indiana Jones, Top Gun, or Avatar? And then also said Fear the Deep. Go Kraken.
Avatar, I don't know. I mean, unless they do something really revolutionary that they did when they first did the first movie, because the story was okay, but the obviously the 3D was amazing.
As long as the visuals were awesome, I'll go see Avatar again.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'll have to. But I really, the story was okay.
Why will you have to?
Because, I mean, I do the Geek Podcast, so I feel like we'll probably have to do a review.
Pull it off on the Vicky or someone else.
Yeah, good luck to that. Vicky doesn't watch anything she doesn't want to.
All right, then pull it off on Joe.
Yeah, that's a, well, all right, I could try that.
Yeah.
Top Gun, I don't care, and my friends keep making fun of me because I don't think I saw the first one. Have no interest in Top Gun whatsoever, and I know it's a super popular movie, and I get it. My guy card is revoked, but I just, it never did anything for me. And if I saw it, I can't remember it very well, so.
Look, if your guy card is revoked because of Top Gun, then keep the guy card. I don't care. Like, I mean, that's so dumb.
I know, but that's and a lot of my friends who give me a hard time for that.
I've never seen it either. I've seen enough clips to know what's going on. There's a weird volleyball scene where everyone seems to be getting into each other, and then there's Goose and Maverick. I feel like that's all I need to know.
Right. That's
and they
all
fly
I know.
Planes.
Yeah.
I think of those, I might be most excited about Indiana Jones.
I just, I mean, I do, I mean, really, he's as old as the bones he's discovering. I mean, really.
Yeah, but I'll still watch a good Liam Neeson movie. I still have faith that he's going to kick ass.
I think Liam is probably 10 years younger than Harrison Ford.
But don't they have like a little, like a young helper or something that's not short round, unfortunately?
Oh, yeah, that was Shia LaBeouf, and that was a disaster.
Are they not going to have that in this upcoming one?
I don't think Shia is going to be in this
one. Well, not Shia, but someone else to kind of help do his dirty work?
I mean, they might have a younger, but like maybe somebody in their 20s or maybe close to 30. Maybe there'll be somebody like that. Someone's going to run around and do all the action because Harrison Ford is not able to do all the action anymore. He barely got it done in A Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And so The Matrix is what I'm looking forward to. I saw the trailers and I really like how they're introducing some new characters, maybe a whole new storyline that's going to be similar. And of course, you know, Neo's in it. Trinity's in it. So that's the one I'm excited for.
Somebody want to know, I just saw a picture of Danny V on Twitter. Why is he on a knee scooter? That's just his new thing.
Yeah.
He saw MXPX do it in a music video, so now he's doing it.
Yeah, they upgraded from skateboard, so I just decided to get the knee scooter, you know. Yeah.
He's being ironic.
Do some tricks, yeah. No, so, I broke my foot at a concert. Woo!
And you're in the boot. For how long are you in this boot?
3 to 4 weeks.
Do you feel like you're getting around better on that scooter now?
Oh, the scooter's amazing. Let me tell you, I almost did not fall.
Christian that gave it to you.
Yeah, Christian Fitzgerald. And
good job, Christian.
It's been fantastic. Just because like I feel I'm not good on crutches, so I would just be standing trying to pee or whatever, and then I'd almost fall over. Whereas like with this, it's a lot better.
And now you could go into the handicap stall and not feel weird when you walk out, and if someone's like looking at you like, that's not meant for you.
It's also very true. And then I can use the little handicap buttons because I can't. I have my hands are full. That's great.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job being a klutz.
Yeah.
Nice going. You know what? Now you get to live the life.
So I want to know if I've seen the Untold Crime and Penalties documentary about the Trashers hockey thing on Netflix. If not, you need to check it out from Caesar. Yes, I have seen it. And I got Ted hooked on it, and he loved it as well. So I'm waiting for one of you on the show to watch this documentary so you guys could agree that I've great taste in documentaries.
It's going to take a while. I'm not a documentary guy. The last one I watched was Bob Ross, which you haven't watched yet, right?
I haven't. That was one of the ones I was debating on watching, but I ended up going with Trashers. And even if Bob Ross is great, I know I made the better decision because this one's about the mob, hockey, and a little sprinkling of wrestling, too.
Yeah, that's the problem is that I have to be in the mood for documentaries. It's just like you because Bob Ross is a good documentary too. And the Trashers sounds fantastic as well. I just, you know, sometimes I just go, documentaries. I don't know.
What I liked about this one is that it's on Netflix. It's called Untold Crime and Penalties. And it's about a minor league hockey team that a guy that was a mobster, kind of the guy that they really based The Sopranos on, apparently Tony Soprano on. He decided to buy his son, a 17-year-old, a hockey franchise. And let him run, be the president and general manager, and it's just pure insanity. Like, there's mob connections to it. There's a lot of underhanded, like, under-the-table type stuff going on. But the fun part about it, it flies by, and it's never like, it's not like one of those sad documentaries. Like, the whole time, your jaw is to the ground. Like, I can't believe that any of this is true, and it all is.
Well, that's cool. At least it's a good watch.
Oh, it's super fun.
Yeah.
And it doesn't end like where you're like sad for everybody. You know, it's like, okay, it ended obviously because, well, he got arrested, spoiler alert, and because he's a mobster. But it's just an insane story.
Damn. And it's on Netflix.
Yep, on Netflix right now.
Nice. I finally watched Shang-Chi. I finally went and saw that with
Kathy. Oh, that's right. What did you think?
Oh, it's a good movie. It's such a good movie.
Is it the best Marvel movie ever, like some people say?
Oh, wow. You know, It's all relative because of the fact that, you know, it depends on what characters you like. So I don't know a whole lot about Shang-Chi. So this was almost like a new movie to me because I never read the comic. But it's up there. I will tell you that it is definitely up there. I want to see more of this character. You know what? Here's the thing. You ready? This is what Mortal Kombat should have been. It's just like I wish Marvel made the Mortal Kombat movie because this was so well done with a character that is the character. And Awkwafina was fantastic. And she is really like, you know, you want to have a movie that wants some humor in it. You throw her in it because everything she's in just seems to be really, really good. Everything I've seen her in, I love her in. So, you have her. And of course, Michelle Yeoh was in it. Michelle Yeoh is great. She's like old school, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and she's done a lot of great stuff beyond that. But that's where I first met Michelle Yeoh as far as in the movies. And she's there's so many good people in that movie that, and the choreography and martial arts work is just terrific. Oh, it's so good.
So good. That one ever comes on demand, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, and it will. It'll be on Disney Plus.
I know it's not a ringing endorsement, but that's pretty much where I'm at.
It's on Disney Plus at some point. I mean, you've got Disney Plus. It'll come to it, and you'll be able to watch it, Steve. But a fine addition to the Marvel Universe. I put it in the top five of my favorite Marvel movies. I'll give it that.
That's high praise. There's been a lot of Marvel movies.
There has. The trouble is that, you know, we're talking, a decade or so or more of Marvel movies, and technology gets better, writing gets better, I just feel like, you know, whatever I used to like back in the day probably has a hard time holding up to some of the good stuff they're putting out now. And that's the only reason maybe that, you know, some new Marvel movies might actually kick some out of my top five.
Now, just a second ago, we gave some love to the guy that gave you the knee scooter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was,
Christian, right?
Christian, yes. Fitzgerald.
Yep.
Every time we say it, though, people text and say it's Gerald Christian. So is his name Gerald FitzChristian or is it Christian Fitzgerald?
I've never heard of a name called FitzChristian. Or are they just being funny? I've never heard of the name FitzChristian in my life.
There's been a couple people who have texted it, different numbers.
I know Fitzgerald. I think they're just being funny.
Well, where's the punchline?
I mean, well, you know, because Gerald FitzChristian, Christian Fitzgerald, like Fitz, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
Either way, then the joke is there.
Yeah, the trouble is I've never met anybody named FitzChristian in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of Fitzgerald, but not FitzChristian. Who's ever heard of that name?
I don't know, but I just want to make sure we give I was thinking about that yesterday. Of all, sometimes you deal with, some of the miserable of the miserablest on the text line.
You
kind of lose sight that there's, a lot of really awesome people that listen to our show. And then moments like that where you're just like, man, we are so, what a cool thing. Like, a guy hears that you broke your foot. And instead of that, and we mentioned how you should get one of those, and he just, out of the kindness of his heart, drove to the station yesterday morning before we started the show to drop it off for you. I was just like, man, that's cool.
Gerald,
so freaking cool.
Gerald or Christian.
I'm looking at the text right now. His name is Christian Fitzgerald.
Okay, just making sure. I just want to make sure we give the guy love.
Yeah.
I see, some of our texters are just massively trolls.
Are there other people out there that are named Gerald FitzChristian, and they think that's the guy, and maybe he had a scooter too.
I want to see an ID of somebody named something FitzChristian. I mean, I'm telling you, they're trolling us, Steve, or they're trying to do a joke.
I don't get it.
Because they're doing, I don't know. I think they're trying to do a joke, and you know how you can't really get tone on a text line.
All right.
I feel like they should put a little winky or a laugh or an LOL or something.
I'm fine with being caught into a joke. I just wanted to make sure we gave the guy.
Well, that's nice. I mean, we definitely want to give Christian or Gerald or Jimmy or John, whoever did it.
Dude of dudes.
Yeah.
Christian is the dude of dudes.
He is.
Thanks, dude of dudes. There you go. Hey, here's a question for you. What do you think that over half of us dream about at night? And let me just get this out of the way. It's nothing sexual.
Well, then I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Got a survey. Turns out almost half of the people say in this survey, they said they dream about what they're going to eat the next day.
I mean, I'm not even dreaming about it. I live that.
Yeah.
As soon as we finish a meal, I look at my wife and I'm like, so what's for dinner tonight? She's like, you barely have finished chewing your last bite of lunch.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, especially during the pandemic, I mean, what do we have to look forward to but just something tasty?
That's all I ever look forward to. Before...
Oh, yeah.
That was way before the pandemic.
Yeah, even when this pandemic is done, whenever the hell that'll be, maybe 2029.
Yeah.
I mean, think about pizza.
How about this, though? People are dreaming about what they're going to eat the next day. And despite that, nobody wants to actually wake up and cook food, even though that's what they have these dreams.
I mean,
I'm that guy.
Right.
I'm never cooking anything.
Yeah, so. I dream about a lot of things I don't actually want to put effort into doing.
That's why going out is a perfect option. The average American spending just under $1,500 a year on breakfast that they don't cook themselves.
The best is, I have dreamt about having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And then, of course, for breakfast, my wife makes me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So it's just like it finally comes full circle when those moments happen.
Wow. Look at you, Neo.
Right?
Very Inception.
Take the peanut butter and jelly pill, BJ.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got the morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
So I thought this story is perfect for Sarah. Maybe BJ shouldn't listen because the story is about body parts and wine. They made this bottle of wine solely for bachelorette parties. And it's called Just the Tipsy.
Yes! That is amazing.
It is a dong-shaped wine bottle. Whoever created this, you're geniuses. Because you got the wiener straws, the wiener hats, the wiener tiaras, all the wieners. You might as well have a wiener wine.
Yeah, I got 16 years.
Until what?
Until Tatum is 18. And then it's back. It's right back at you.
What did I do?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.